Summer is definitely the sexiest season. I mean, think about it. The days are longer, the nights are hotter, and your sex life is too. And if you're looking to turn up the heat, how about a little help from our friends at Promescent? Summer is all about things hot and steamy, so I highly recommend you add something extra and tap into Promescent's lineup of pleasure-enhancing products. I've been singing their praises for years, since they started, and for good reason. Because first up, we have the legendary Delay Spray. This is the MVP of lasting longer and keeping those eager penile nerves in check. You just do a quick spray, and you're set to outlast even the longest days of summer, ensuring the party doesn't end before you want it to. So you can have the mind-blowing climax you're now so very well equipped to reach, thanks to Promescent. It just helps you last longer without all the worry. And for women, Promescent's warming arousal gel is a fun pre-sex ritual. You just rub it into your vulva a few minutes before and you'll feel it start to tingle, warming up every nerve ending. So you'll feel that much more pleasure everywhere before you even get going. So it's kind of like the sure thing. So make sure this summer is the sexiest one yet. Check out promescent.com/Emily and get 15% off at checkout. You get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, discreet shipping, all the things. Promescent is your ticket to a more guaranteed good time. That's promescent.com/Emily. promescent.com/Emily for your exclusive discount. Check it out. Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. Do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a Magic Wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the Magic Wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades, and I've been obsessed with my Magic Wand. I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago, because now there are multiple iterations of the Magic Wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the Magic Wand Rechargeable, tiny with the Magic Wand Mini or Micro. Micro is really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm joined by porn pioneer and trans activist Buck Angel. Buck is one of the most respected trans educators in the country, and today he's going to take us through his journey, along with guest co-host Joanna Angel. Hello. It's a whole lot of angels.
I know.
Okay?
Meet the angels.
Oh, you should see Joanna's skin.
Okay, so stay tuned. You're going to love the show. Okay, it's true. My sex toy collection is bigger than most. I may or may not have broken some kind of record by now, but that's not really the point. The point is my collection started with one very special product, the Magic Wand. I've said it before, but the Magic Wand was part of my life long before it was part of my show. Now it's time to make it part of your life too. For more than 30 years, the Magic Wand has been the trusted toy that women around the world reach for first. Time magazine even selected it as one of the top 10 most influential gadgets of all time. The Magic Wand should really be the cornerstone of every sex toy collection. There's nothing else that comes close. Whether you choose the plug-in power of the Magic Wand Original or the cordless convenience of the Magic Wand Rechargeable, you need to have one in your lineup. Or if you're like me, have both of them. To order yours today, click on the Magic Wand banner on my site or visit magicwandoriginal.com.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can check out, God, there's so much cool stuff happening on our website. Do you know that we update every day with blogs and videos and everything that you need to have the best sex of your life, better sex? And believe me, if you have the question, we've answered it on our site. And also, we love when you follow us on all social media. It's all at Sex with Emily across the board and facebook.com/sexwithemily. And most of all, not most of all, this is equally as important, subscribe to the show. When you subscribe to the podcast, it really helps us, just helps us with everything when you subscribe. And also, you, when you listen to the show, if you subscribe to a podcast, you can like rewind and go, it leaves your spot. Like, do you guys know this? Like, it leaves where you're at. If you're listening and you're like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom, you come back. Like, if you don't subscribe to a podcast, it'll go back to the beginning. So that helps. Also review the show. And you're like, really? But it's true. It's important. We love you all. So thank you so much. Also, you know how much I love lube. I love lube. Do you guys love lube?
Love it.
I like it.
You're not upset? Okay.
I know.
I'm upset. Are you lube free and gluten free?
I'm lube free. I don't use it that often.
Okay.
I don't. I use it if I'm doing a very extreme sex act.
Okay. Well, this is the thing. I'm making my my dream lube because Joe, do you guys know Joe? They make lubes?
Yeah.
Joe?
Yeah.
Okay. So
that
Joe,
is a good lube.
Yeah. Their lube is great. We'll give you little gift bags when you go.
Oh, cool. Joe. That's awesome.
I know. We're not giving you
gift. It will get used.
I know, dude. Dude, we're going to give you some lube. So Joe asked me though, like, what would your dream lube be? And I was like, they're like, we're going to make it. So I'm like, wow, God, I mean, I have so many ideas, but I thought, let me ask my listeners. So if you go to sexwithemily.com/dreamlube, take a short survey. It'll take you like 3 minutes. Your responses will help Joe create a brand new lube that we all designed together. Plus, 10 lucky participants will receive a Joe package worth $100. And they send like these packages. We have so many. They send me the best gift packages. Oh. They don't just make lubes. They make like skincare lotions, all this really cool stuff. So go to sexwithemily.com/dreamlube or click on the Dream Lube banner today. Okay. We were already having a show within the show before the show.
Yeah. I'm like all interested in the lube.
Yeah.
I know. We should bring it up.
I've been using coconut oil as lube.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that.
That's good for you, actually.
Now.
You know, trans men a lot of times get very dry from using testosterone because basically it's like going through menopause.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And so I'm working actually right now on a lube specifically for trans men.
I should use it. Yeah.
Right. I'm going to use it. No, even for women. Yeah. It's the same thing, but we get it at such a higher level because the testosterone literally dries you out.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And so what? So up until now, what would you be using? Like a silicone?
I like silicone, but not everybody likes that.
I like silicone.
Yeah, so
too.
Do I.
Yeah.
And a water base tends to dry out.
Water base. You got to keep reapply.
I know. Sometimes I'm like, what's the point of using lube if it's just
exactly
gonna go
if
away.
You're just like pushing a whole bottle?
I think
inside.
It's just made for people who are allergic to silicone.
Yeah.
Or something,
and I believe that silicone lube like had a really bad PR team or something. Or water based lube people went after it and they just bashed silicone lube for so many years.
Yes.
I thought it was bad too when I started. I was like, oh, what? Or I thought it was like not. It was, but it's superior.
Especially
in many
bad
ways.
For porn. If you're gonna be like
water based,
right. I'm like, if you're gonna get,
you can't be like, that's hot.
Ass.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, you need silicone.
You have a giant dick in your ass.
If you have a giant dick in your ass, you for sure you want a lube shooter filled with some goddamn silicone lube.
Yeah.
Even your pussy, don't try it.
Yeah, no, right.
I
just want to be lubed up all the time.
I bought like a big thing of lube and I was like in a rush and then I brought it home and then I like saw that on the bottom, very small, it said water-based. And I was like, God damn it! And it was like, even on set, like people were like, do you have lube? And I was handing people lube and they would look at it and they're like, do you have silicone lube?
Right.
Like, no one in porn.
Oh my God, wait until you come into my sex closet.
Unless it's someone who's allergic to silicone.
True, and some people, that's why you gotta find out what kind of lube works for you. We sell all the Joe lubes on my website as well.
Them.
You what?
I don't want anything to do with that water-based lube.
No,
it's
I hear you.
Yeah.
But for some women, they are like, you know, some vaginas are like sensitive. So you got to deal. So that's why you can just do like a, try it out. Figure out. It's all a process. It's all a process.
One, you should make one with a coconut oil base.
Yeah,
I know who you
are.
I'm surprised that hasn't been capitalized.
Wait, I have a company. I know exactly. Wait.
Right on.
I know exactly who you're talking to. No, like we're.
Yeah.
Will you remind me? We've got so many things to talk about. Joanna's amazing skin. Joanna looks friggin' amazing.
She looks amazing.
We are obsessing about her skin.
I like, just want to touch your face.
I know. But Buck, so I did a little light introduction of you, and we're going to get into more about who you are and what you're, all the amazing things you're doing and the pioneer that you are and all the great stuff that's happening, but in your life and in your world. And I'm so happy to be sitting with you because I feel like for years I've been like, Buck Angel's got to come on the show and da-da-da. Here you are.
Here we are.
And I love
Thank
that.
You.
So we're going to get into that. We're going to read your emails. But first, I got a little sex in the news. I'd love you guys to help me here.
Okay.
Get your thoughts. the 7 best times to have sex throughout the day. You probably don't need another excuse to have sex, but it turns out that certain occasions, like after a workout or before a big presentation, there are bonus benefits to getting it on. So tell me what you guys think of these. They say before a big presentation. They say research shows that having sex calms your nerves, lowers blood pressure, and reduces stress.
I believe that totally.
Yeah,
does that include masturbation, though?
I guess so.
It probably does. My cousin is a very big time radiologist,
right?
And she actually told me that she always insists on having sex before she has to give big presentations to doctors.
Oh, interesting. And
she has to teach classes. She always does.
That's smart. See, yeah. I feel like I'm always too stressed out to have sex. That's exactly when you need to have it.
Yes,
that's the point,
when
right?
You need to have it.
In the morning, your body was made for morning sex.
I love morning sex.
Me too.
Testosterone. I think, is it part of getting older?
No.
You start liking morning sex better.
I've always liked it.
Yeah.
I've always liked it. I like sex. Yeah. I like sex all the time.
But morning sex is a different feeling in the morning.
There is. Yeah. It's like something very
It's sweet. At least I had sex today. Like, you know what I mean? If you nothing else happens that day, you're like, I had sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
It feels more lovey for some.
It
loving.
Does. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's why you do the spooning position.
Yes.
Yeah. You just wake up together. I like that too. Okay. When you feel cold coming on.
What?
It may seem counterintuitive. Past research suggests that having sex can actually boost your immune system.
That I haven't heard.
I have a great immune system.
Because you're so healthy.
I actually do have a good immune system now that I'm thinking about it.
You're like, what are you, genetically
strange.
Perfect now?
No.
Oh, thanks, Joanna. You're come on the show.
She's not real, actually.
You're not real. I love that your boyfriend said that you look like you're just Photoshopped, you Photoshopped yourself.
I used to have really bad skin, but it's been a working project, and I've figured out.
I never remember her skin. For 15 years.
Yeah, you're beautiful. But anyway, 2 weeks into her cycle, past research suggests that around 2 weeks into her menstrual cycle, her clitoris goes up to 20% bigger, becomes engorged more easily. Translation, she may orgasm easier on this particular day. I know that that's your more sensitive at that time. I'm trying to think if I don't know.
But what about actual period time? I remember feeling super sensitive when I was on my period and really loving sex.
Yeah, a lot of people do. I know a lot of women do. You know what? I'm kind of the same.
Right before, I do get cramps and stuff, and I'm not in the mood.
But I want to know.
Oh, do you masturbate when you have cramps? I used to do that.
Yeah? No, that helps too.
I should.
That's
great. It does. Actually, that's something I've talked a lot about on the show too, because it can relieve cramps.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Depression. It's good for your skin. But maybe that's it. No, really. Do you think that you've had so many orgasms that now you get really good skin?
I just have good skin.
God.
Because she's just saying it's the cream, but we don't believe
it. I'm going to start a whole new kind
of cream?
Dermatologist.
Yeah, it's the cream.
Okay. After you hit the gym, your body pumps out testosterone, a crucial sex hormone. So when you exercise, your desire will be higher after a sweat session. I agree. I come back from working out and stuff like that, I totally
want
to bang for sure. After a bad day. So I feel like, when is sex bad though?
Come I know, right? They're basically saying
just
anytime.
Have sex.
Yeah,
right.
Just have sex.
If you're having a bad day, relieving stress. Okay, we just, relieving stress for days to come, working out the tension and frustration. And then also after doing something scary. You're already exhilarated, so you might as well.
Like going to a
roller coaster, zip lining. Nothing scares me. Here's the thing, right? I lost my car in the parking lot for 6 hours.
Right now.
Nothing scares me.
Roller coaster ride. Have you ever masturbated on a roller coaster?
No.
I have.
No. You masturbate on a roller coaster? Yes,
at Magic Mountain.
Shut up.
That was a really fast ride.
How old were you? Last week?
I was 15.
You were the one.
Back in the day.
Right.
No, I was so an obsessive masturbator when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Always masturbating.
And now you're not?
No, I still am. But I'm not a kid anymore. So I'm
obsessive masturbator. But as a, we're going to get to that. Let me just wrap this up.
Yeah.
The point is, I just think that we're saying is that just freaking
have sex.
Just have sex. Here's the other thing. If you've no one to have sex, of course, sex with yourself is fine. I think that having an orgasm, tension reliever. It's kind of like a mini meditation. I feel like it resets me all the time. And I'm like, why haven't I been doing this? I have to step over sex toys in my house to get through things, and I still won't be masturbating. So, do it. Just
masturbate.
Just knock it out. Okay.
Masturbate or have sex.
Right.
It's true.
Good advice.
Yeah.
Okay. Buck. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
So glad you're here. So
thanks.
If you, Buck Angel, you can find him at Buck Angel. At Buck Angel, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.com, official Buck Angel. I saw your Facebook Live thing today.
All right,
I thought that was cool. Do you do that every day?
Every day I do the B cup. It's called the B-Cup. What's that? And it's morning coffee with Buck.
That's so awesome.
It's so great. And I'm doing it for my community because there's a lot of really bad hate stuff happening.
Can we talk about, okay, let's people don't know who you are. I gave you your bio. We got that from your bio. But let's talk about who you are and the hate and all that stuff and the love.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of love.
I'm about,
you're all about love, but you just said the hate. People are like, wait, why do people hate?
Not with me specific, but within my community of the trans world.
I have to say the trans queer community can be, oddly enough, a little bit judgmental.
Yes.
And it's very strange. And sometimes there's a lot of wonderful people in that community. I mean, I love you. I love Jizzly. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
You know, you're both like very inspiring people. But then sometimes when I'm around people in that community, I feel like I'm walking on eggshells.
Like that you're going to say the wrong thing.
I'm going to say the wrong thing.
Right.
Okay.
You're
it's true.
No, she's
right. Especially the porn I make. I like making comedies. It's what I've always made. And I think a lot of people who make comedies in general do have a problem with wondering if they're going to offend people, you know?
Right, it's
true. I think that is. It's just common. And I like adding humor to my porn. That's just what I've always liked to do.
It's brilliant.
Everybody's got their own thing, you know? Right. And that's just what I make.
So people get angry with you.
I've gotten some hate. I've also gotten a lot of love. But I do find that it kind of reminded me when I was younger and you know, I was very heavy in like the punk scene, and it's like you kind of join the punk scene because you're like an outcast from regular society. But then within the punk scene, everybody's very judgmental.
It's like everywhere you go,
over who's punk and who's not. And then I feel like that's kind of the same thing that goes on in the
exactly.
I just call it the queer, you know, community, and it's supposed to be a place of love and, and acceptance. Yes.
You feel like you'd all be.
But I'm glad you said that because since I'm not engrossed in that world, I didn't want to be the one to make a judgment.
But you're making 100%
sense.
Yes.
And it's like, you know,
what is this?
I'm sorry, we don't all know exactly what we're supposed to call people.
It's changed too.
Can't we all just talk and have sex and have fun?
And this is why the rest of the world comes to me.
Right.
This is exactly why the rest of the world
You have to solve this problem.
Because
you are the ambassador.
I want to take that job on because this is the way it is. Exactly what you're saying, Joanna. First off, I do everything with humor.
Right.
I talk about myself with humor. Right. It's funny to be a man with a pussy. It's hilarious.
Man with pussy, right.
Man with a pussy. Yeah. I don't take myself that literally like that serious.
Right.
Like it's ridiculous. I'm funny.
But that's
the way that I educate the world. Do you know how many fans I have outside of the transgender community? I would say the majority of my fan base is outside of the transgender community.
Right. Is there any particular community where your fans
gay men?
Gay men.
For sure. Gay men have the ones. The reason I'm sitting here is because of gay men. Well, it's just because they understood sexuality at a level.
They get it at that level. But trans men are fine. But you just think there wouldn't be such divisiveness. Like, can't we all, we're all going through this. Do we all know how hard it is?
Ego,
but
what is the hate?
Let's talk about it. Conflict.
So the thing is this, I'll tell you, for myself specifically, I've been doing this work for 15 years. I put myself out there as a voice of change, not as a voice of trans. That is not the way that is not who I am, what I do.
Right.
I'm a human rights activist, somebody who wants to create change around sexuality, around your body, around acceptance. And so for some reason, the trans community thought I was a representation of the trans community from day one. From day one, I've always called myself the man with the pussy.
Right.
I've never said I was a trans man. I never said I represent.
Is it because back then that wasn't the word?
Even come to be? Because I feel like I haven't really even...
Right.
I mean, you know, you would hear the term like she's
transsexual.
A tranny. It always meant like a
tranny
man
is
like
a term
woman.
That was picked
tranny's
up.
A term, that I've been hearing.
But it's now derogatory, but then it
now
wasn't.
It's derogatory,
it
but it's
oh, it
not.
Is?
It,
okay,
it is and it isn't.
It depends
on
you
the
are.
Context.
Right, queer used to be derogatory.
Queer used to be, too.
Right,
this
now
is
it's
a conversation that is such a great, important conversation, especially for people outside of the community.
Yeah.
Tranny is a derogatory word now only because it has been used against trans women specifically as a derogatory statement.
Okay.
Within the pornography business, it is not derogatory. Of course, nobody's sitting here. You wouldn't have me on the show
if that was the case.
But now what they're trying to teach people is that using the word tranny is a derogatory statement.
Okay, so
fine.
What do you call what do you call the women on
You're like
RuPaul's
a huge
trans,
Drag Race?
Trans woman, trans.
Okay, a trans.
You say trans
man. Trans
man. Right.
Basically, trans is the short part of transgender.
Right,
so that's
right.
all it is. It's just calling a person a transgender person.
Okay. Right, and I remember just saying transgender on my show because I worked.
Trans,
but I said transgender. Somebody emailed like, "You can't say because I used to
work."
Yes, you
can.
Yes, you can. What else are you going to say?
People are insane.
You said transgendered,
right?
With an ED, and that's not where we're going.
Right. Oh, I get it.
It's not transgender.
But it was.
Transgender.
It's transgender.
Transgender, but I don't remember why.
It was.
Like in the
90s. So what? You screwed up.
All
so
I'm saying
what?
Is at least I'm talking about yes. it, right? People, that's what I'm saying. That that's people are so. Like, I don't understand. Like, that's even like, problem. You know. Right. So let's talk about.
There's no conversation. Look, we're having a conversation right now. Right. And the reason why I'm telling you what the rest of the world comes to me is because I'm willing to have the conversation. If you fuck up and say the wrong thing. Can I say fuck up?
Yeah. You can totally say whatever you want.
If you fuck up and say to me, tranny, what do? Wait a minute here, my friend. Tranny is actually not a cool word to use anymore.
Yeah.
And so we just don't really just talk about that.
Right.
Okay, cool. You got it. I don't go, oh my God, you just said tranny. You're the devil. You're evil. Guess what happens? You completely shut yourself off to learning what I just said.
It's like, exactly. Yes. And people who get so angry, like, I'm just going to take to Twitter and I'm going to fight. It's like, why not take that energy and do something positive?
Because
about it?
My community of trans people are victims. What they've done is they victimize themselves. Not the whole community. There's a huge amount of the community who are like me, want to create change, who are loving and beautiful. There's a part of the community who continues to victimize themselves and say, I'm not this, I'm bad.
So why are they mad? Give me an example.
They're mad at me, and let's have that conversation.
Let's just do that.
I don't want to speak for
the
community.
Let's get that out. Okay.
For me specifically, they're upset at the fact that I'm so out there and I have such a large voice that I created on my own and that they don't like the way that I am representing them.
Because why? Give me an example.
Okay, so I'll give you a great example. What's happening right now? Because, you know, if you guys understand me, I'm an activist.
Right.
And what an activist does is they push the envelope. That's what an activist does.
Right.
So what I've done is, as we know, Trump and Hillary are running for the president of the United States.
Yes.
So I'm anti-Trump.
Okay.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm anti-Trump. And I don't really care what you guys are. That's your choice.
Okay.
So that
that's
said,
a pretty common thing to be anti-Trump.
So that said, but you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. No, there's people in my community that are voting for Trump.
There's people in every community that are shocking.
Caitlyn Jenner is.
Good for her. Good for her. It all comes down to money.
Yeah. Right.
But there you go. So anyway, I made a picture, which I'll show you here in a second.
And look,
that picture basically is a picture of me. And what did Trump say recently? Didn't he say something?
Oh, God.
What did he not say?
Bad pussy, bad nasty woman.
You guys are awesome.
Bad hombre.
Right. So he said something really nasty, and it was not okay. So I posted this.
Yeah, I love that one. I love that
picture.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
The whole world loves it.
Yeah.
But guess who doesn't love it?
Who?
Trans men.
What?
So
why?
I'm going to show
that
you.
That is like.
So
okay, so let me just tell you. They can find this on your Instagram. It's a picture of handsome Buck. He's a handsome Buck. Hey, Trump, grab my pussy. I dare you, Buck Angel. And he's like wearing a wife beater. And he's got his strong arms. And because Trump did come out and say, like, what is it? I said I would grab her pussy.
Yeah, it was nasty.
I was
going to
grab her by
disgusting.
The pussy. So so that people get mad about that because is it?
Said,
explain
hey, Trump,
this to me.
Come
but
grab
wait,
my pussy.
But wait, not one woman got mad at me.
He was challenging
not one
Trump.
Woman. Not one woman got mad at me.
Trans men got mad at you.
Trans men. So this trans man writes this thing about me, and he says, how dare you use your toxic masculinity. That's what he called me, toxic masculinity.
What?
Because why? Like, does he?
Because I'm threatening.
Wait, what are you threatening?
I'm threatening Trump. But what they're saying is that I'm perpetuating this idea. Exactly.
Well, here's my
there's
but
so
mine.
Many election memes.
But it's mine.
It's not about the election. Look, can we go back to this?
Okay, but it's mine.
Here's the thing. With the trans, are they upset because a lot of trans men have the surgery, right? They might get a penis.
They might,
and you've
they
decided
might not.
To. You're, they might, yes. they might not. And I would think that the majority don't, right?
Yes.
They keep their
they
vagina.
They keep their vaginas.
Their pussy.
Yes.
So if that's the case,
uh-huh.
and it doesn't even matter what the case is, they want it to be like on the down low. Like, yes we have a pussy, but we don't talk about it. Why do you talk about it
so much? That's exactly it.
But that doesn't.
Yes.
Yeah, because they're kind of like, we're a man.
There is a whole load of men with pussies now. Tons of them.
Right.
When I transitioned, we didn't talk about it. I was the first
guy
to put it out
there. You were the only one. Who the hell would you talk
to
then?
Now there's hundreds, if not thousands of, men.
Right.
But there's also hundreds of thousands of men who don't want to talk about it as their pussy.
Because they're a man and how they're a man. They think I'm a man.
Exactly. And all of that is
fine. That's
fine. Here's the deal.
You're not saying, show me your pussy. You're like, here's my pussy.
And did I say all trans men?
No.
And did I say this is about trans men?
Okay,
I
get it.
So what they did is they took my photograph and they became completely upset because they think I'm representing them. Not only did they try to call me out on my toxic masculinity, they tried to call me out on being cis normative. Do you know what cis normative is?
Cisgender. Cisgender means someone who identifies with the gender
you were born in.
So they call me cis normative, meaning that I try to look like a cisgender person. Oh. And then they called me passing, which means that you're a person who can walk in the world and nobody knows you're transgender.
But isn't
that? And then they called me.
You've been a man for 20 years.
I am a
Eventually,
man.
Eventually, you're going to get really good at looking
Thank
like
you.
A
and
man.
And I'm not trans. I'm a man.
You're a man.
Right.
Different.
It is
Maybe
different.
When
okay,
you
so
were going through the transition.
So, I don't even want to give these people any more energy.
Exactly.
I don't care.
Just needed to let you know.
No, I get
this
it.
This is what I
but
deal with.
So I did not know that that
exists.
Right. So it's so divisive. I mean, people, yeah, in every community, like there is just.
But because I am a voice. You guys know that. I'm
right.
one of the loudest
You're,
voices
you are.
Out there for the
You're
trans
the voice.
Community.
But you emanate nothing but love
Thank
and
you,
happiness
my
yes.
and positivity.
Thank you, my
Absolutely.
And I try to do the
Thank
same
you.
Thing.
You do it.
You do
I
you
never
do
stepped into the porn industry thinking I was better than everyone
nope.
else, trying to hate on everyone yes. else. I just wanted to be
it's
part
why everybody
of it.
Loves you.
That's
why
everybody
yeah.
loves exactly.
It is why everybody
I
loves
wanted
you.
To be part of it, but I
yes.
wanted to do things my own way.
You've always been gracious with your time. You've always been really. When I first started and met you, you were always kind to me. You were never like, "Ew, that's weird," or
no.
"You're gross." Never, never.
No.
But people are still going to say mean things about you.
Yeah,
because
no,
they're jealous.
I made a movie, and I will say this pissed off people. I made a movie this year, and it's called. I mean, two of my very closest friends. They're like a married lesbian. You know, Nikki and Lee,
yes.
a married lesbian couple.
Awesome.
They're like my best friends.
They're great.
I love them.
Good people.
You know, and they're both two women married to each other, and they like very, very rarely have sex with men, like once in a blue moon.
I thought you were just gonna say have sex.
Yeah, no, no, they
God,
have sex
I've heard
all
that
the time.
Story.
Like once in a blue moon, they might, like a very lucky guy will have a threesome with them or something. Like right. if the mood is right, but they both do like doing boy girl porn from time to time. And I don't know, I made a movie about them called Dykes Taking Dicks.
It's the best.
And people got so angry.
You rule.
So all people from the queer community were so angry. Somebody said that that title promoted rape because that implied that any man could go up to a lesbian and rape her.
Oh my God.
And I was like, okay, excuse me.
Right.
I make comedies.
Right.
You just
and
can't listen to these voices.
Yeah,
I
make comedy. Yeah,
I
was
like, I don't know. People might not
I made a
like,
joke, and I'm sorry if my joke offended you, and I'm sorry if you don't
right.
find the joke funny. And that, and I get it. Some jokes are going to hit, and some
right.
aren't. And I apologize, and I don't mean for my jokes to offend people, but sometimes they're going
but
to.
They were two
but you cannot say
it.
It's causing rape.
Right. Well, people
that
just
is
don't
like
disgusting.
Really like say
okay.
that's gross. Say
Enough
that's.
Of the hate.
You know.
I want to. Okay, I want to hear more about Buck.
But
can you just tell me? No, no.
I'm glad you like Dykes Taking Dicks.
I love it.
One of my favorite titles of all time.
Can we get it on your?
Yeah, you can
best.
Get it on Burning Angel. And it's girl, like hot lesbian girls with
and
short
I wanted
it.
Girls, like, and,
and
Dykes is a hot look.
It wasn't even like, right. So
I don't understand.
Yeah. But listen, you guys, what we do,
yeah,
sex,
anyway.
Sex them. I mean, sex them. It's what
yes.
I do. You guys, we
yeah.
all do things that are a little controversial.
We
right?
have
so
to.
We
have
just
to.
Can't
I was
we
just
have
having
those
fun.
Those voices are
you know?
Not. I don't even listen. Like, I don't
yeah.
even.
But
know
we have
people.
To continue to push
because
the
Because we all want
right.
people to, you know, we want people sex to become normal. We want people to talk about
yes.
sex. And people don't talk about sex. They
yes.
don't know how to talk about it. They don't understand it. So, okay, I want to know, Buck. So you transitioned from female to male 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so tell me when, like, where were you born?
Los Angeles, California.
Oh, okay.
In the Valley. I was actually a Valley girl.
Oh. Okay.
I was
no
a Valley
way.
Girl.
So funny.
Totally. Who
no
was a girl
wonder
scout,
why you didn't
want to
be a girl
totally.
Anymore.
You're like, these girls
Valley.
Suck.
No. I got kicked out of Girl Scouts for having sex with other Girl Scouts. I got busted
really?
In the tent.
That's
oh, totally.
So hot.
Yeah, totally.
So you were always attracted to
always.
Women.
Always. I identified as a lesbian, but I
at what
never
age?
Felt
what
like
age?
A les. I mean, God, I can remember since I was 13 or 14 years old, really just being into mm-hmm. women and being so like shamed about it.
Right.
And, you know,
I mean, even at that time, being a lesbian wasn't that accepted.
Nobody even knew about it. You know,
right.
And I said I felt like a boy, and my parents actually raised me like a boy. They totally
Did
raised
they?
Me like fuck. Dressed me like a boy.
Because you said it. You were like, I'm wearing pants today. And
my
they
parents
were cool.
Are super cool.
I
but
love your parents.
My
I
parents are amazing, but the problem was they're friends.
No, it's always about right.
Yeah.
Their friends weren't cool. So what did you must have God, no matter you're so
I had a
tough.
Horrible childhood. Horrible childhood. I tried to kill myself many times. I was an alcoholic. At 16, I was a raging alcoholic. I was a cutter.
Oh my
you can
God.
See all the scars on my arm.
Wow.
I used to cut my face, my arms, everything.
Well, you were uncomfortable in your own skin.
Hated
yeah.
it.
You know?
And all they kept telling me was, you're a gay woman. When I'd say, doctors, I'm a man.
Or your parents, even your parents, even there was no psychiatrist.
They put me in a mental hospital because I tried to kill myself so many times, and they wouldn't listen to me. They were like, "You're a lesbian." I'm like, "No, I'm not. I'm a man."
You just felt. You just like. I mean, yeah. You just like felt amazing. Right. Okay, so then
it's amazing that you kept going.
Yeah,
I'm very lucky to be here. It's why I don't care what people say about me.
Right,
and it's why I don't even care because my mission. I'm clearly here for a reason, you guys.
Yeah. Right.
I know it sounds all woo.
No,
but I'm a believer of energy. I'm a believer of why people are in the space at the same time. Yep. You create your environment.
I totally agree.
And what I said earlier is my community victimizes themselves. I'm a survivor. I'm not a victim.
Right.
No. Different mentality.
Well, you're also a different phase. You're like you said, trampa.
I'm trampa. I'm old. I got my shit down.
You've been doing it for a while. But so then what happened? So you're like, okay, mom, I'm going to go get, like, what was the moment when you're like, I am a man and I am doing this?
Yes. And so really through just a horrible childhood, blah, blah, blah. Then I ended up being homeless. I ended up actually becoming a model as a female. I was
really?
I was a model.
You posted some of those photos.
I want to see the picture.
He posted on Instagram the other day insane. Some of his old modeling pictures.
Oh my God.
You looked like a hot lesbian. You looked like Nikki Hart.
I hated it.
Like a super hot.
Whatever you got to do to get
dyke, you know?
I hated it. And anyways, I got really hardcore into drugs when I was over in Europe. And then I ended up I was literally on the verge of becoming a supermodel. And then I didn't take my train to Paris.
Yeah, you totally looked like
I didn't.
You literally didn't take the train.
I was wasted on acid and coke and everything, and I missed the train. I literally physically missed the train.
Wow.
And that was it. And they sent me
it's
home.
It's kind of a metaphor as well.
Yeah,
you missed the train, but then you.
And at home, I had nothing. My parents had already disowned me. Everyone disowned me. I was homeless. I was living in West Hollywood on the streets doing blowjobs and hand jobs in the car with older men as a little boy. Because they would pick me up.
How old were you?
I was in my late 20s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, late 20s before you transitioned. Okay. Yes. So then,
And then I...
But you were dressed sleeping. As a boy.
As a boy,
right.
Totally like very, you know, baseball cap,
like
t-shirt.
Young,
right,
yeah,
okay.
Like
so
kid.
Then what, you were just...
And then finally one day some guy took me home. I should have never done that. And I almost got killed.
Wow.
I almost got killed. And he almost raped me and killed me. And I just did the deed really quick. And I said, please take me back to the donut shop. And that's when I literally had an awakening.
Wow.
And I said, if I do not get myself out of this, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
And my ex-girlfriend at the time picked me up and got me sober. And from that day on, I've been sober. And through sobriety, I had this awakening. And I said, I need to become a man. And I found a therapist after many years of therapy. And I've said to her after literally 1 month of sitting in that office, not saying a word every session.
Right.
And after every session, she would go, okay, time's up. Yeah. Until finally the last time I came in and I said, crying, I just started crying. And I just said, you know what? I feel like a man. And she said, but why didn't you tell me that? And I said, because everyone else I said it to said no. And she said to me, I believe you. Mm. I believe you.
That's
and
really amazing.
It's amazing. She saved my life.
Wow.
She saved my
life. And
this
is when you're 30.
Yeah. No, okay. I was in my late 20s at the time.
Okay,
so it wasn't
it.
Far from me being homeless and getting sober. And within 1 or 2 years of sobriety, I started taking. And then I was telling Joanna earlier, there were no hormone doctors in LA.
No.
Nothing. And then through her, we found a hormone doctor who only worked with trans women, 30 years of trans women. And he said to me, I will help you, but I don't know what I'm doing. Sonny, you call me Sonny. Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing, but you'll be my guinea pig.
Wow.
Literally, he said, I'll be his guinea pig.
Why? Because it's not as common.
He's never done it before.
Right.
He was experimenting. No one did it.
It's good you were at least in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not in like Alabama or something.
Or something, because that never would have happened.
So then you transitioned.
Then I transitioned. I had top surgery with this. And then I was the first hormone guy. I was his first trans man, the hormone guy. And then I went to the surgeon who only dealt with cisgender men and only did surgeries for men who have boobs, which is called gynecomastia, right? And so I said, I have that. That's what I said. I have that.
Right.
And so he said, well, let's experiment. I've never done this before.
Right.
Second time, I'm like, well, okay. He's like, there's this new surgery from Belgium. I'm gonna try it on you. I'm like, okay.
Oh my god.
I was like so a total lucky. Experiment.
So that you had the
I had the surgery and it cut only underneath my areola, and that's why you don't see any scars because he made this amazing surgery.
Yeah.
And from that moment, and that was literally reborn.
Wow.
I was reborn, you guys, and through that I started calling my parents and I started having a conversation. They were like, oh, that's the problem.
They get it, right?
And they got it. And my whole life changed.
Wow, that's an amazing. You were like the first one that, I mean, that everyone knew about, because then you started. When did the porn start?
And about 10 years in, after my transition, I got into making porn, but it was sort of more by accident.
Start making porn till, so what, how old were you when you made your first porn?
So I'm 54 now. So
oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm 54. Oh, okay. Wow. So I know I'm old. So really, I didn't start making porn until my 40s. Wow. But I used to lie about my age back in the day, and I said, when I become 50, I'm going to out myself. And then when I was 50, and people were like, "What? We thought you were in your 30s."
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought you were like 40.
Sobriety does that.
So, yeah. You know, so then you made porn, but and you chose. So it was the first trans porn, right?
The first trans male porn in the world.
Trans male porn in the world.
I created that genre.
There's still not that much of it.
Hardly
there
any.
There really isn't, right? Any. There's trans women.
There's James Darling in San Francisco. There's a couple queer. There's Pink and White. They do some queer. They do some trans, but nothing like me. I'm still the guy who does it, produces it, but it's still been difficult.
Do you still produce?
Yeah, I still produce. I do a series called Sexing the Trans Man, which is more like docu porn.
It's docu porn. It's sexy though, because you're like you find men. And
I went to the educational side of porn, and I decided mine. Well, what I wanted to do was reach a group of people that don't necessarily watch porn, because I have such a fan base of non-porn.
Yeah.
So I realized I need to reach those people in a way that they can also understand how important sex is. Sex is everything.
Exactly. Right. It's not just about, you get them in maybe through the trans, but you're like, I'm teaching you about sex.
And
it makes you more comfortable with yourself.
Transitioning. Yeah. Can you imagine transitioning with a vagina and now you think you're a man all the way, but you still have a vagina?
Yeah.
It's not easy.
No. I know.
And so as you know, I'm very, very okay with my vagina and myself. Right. And so I thought sex is the thing was the last part.
Do you only
part.
Have sex with women?
No, no, no. I'm totally bisexual. Okay,
you're totally 100%. Bisexual.
You have sex with men, everyone. Man, women. Yes. Everywhere.
Do and you how usually date men or women?
Mostly I date and have relationships with women.
Yeah.
Straight women?
I remember you had a girlfriend.
I had a wife for 11 years. I went through a horrible divorce.
Oh,
and it was just a
nightmare. Sorry.
Yeah, but who cares? Yeah. Now I have an awesome lady friend.
I met her a couple times.
But the women, and they identify as straight.
My new lady friend now is actually a lesbian.
Okay.
She's a very well-known lesbian. Her name is Guinevere Turner. She wrote American Psycho.
Oh, yeah.
She did the L Word. She wrote the L Word.
The movie?
She
was huge. The TV show.
Yeah, the TV show. She was like the
That's
TV
like, she's
show.
Like the lesbian
She's
thing.
Like super, she did Go Fish. Do you remember that movie?
Yes.
That's Guinevere.
I do. That was one of the first, lesbian films.
Yes.
I totally remember that.
Oh. Yes.
And I remember her name. When you said that, I remember it on the screen.
She's a
I saw
big
the cast
les.
Girl. Okay. I saw it at the cast. I used to go to San Francisco.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so what we were talking about earlier, even her identity as a lesbian isn't interfered by our relationship. Because I totally respect her as a lesbian. She is a lesbian. But we have our own type of relationship, and
there's
that's
no
really a big
law.
Message.
Like
there isn't.
People are sexual, like,
and people are attracted to people.
To women, you know.
Yes,
I like having sex with women.
Yes.
I've never really dated a woman. If one day I woke up and decided to do that, do I need a whole new label for myself? It doesn't.
No,
it doesn't.
I hate all the labeling. Yeah, does it matter
like,
who
it's
you
dangerous.
Want to be tonight,
one
tomorrow,
of my
like
cousins,
someone else?
She was dating a girl. She just happened to have like a really good chemistry with this girl. And then when her and that girl broke up, everyone, you know, was trying to get her to go to all these lesbian bars and meet new women and this and that. She's like, I'm not a lesbian. I just really liked that girl. And now that that's over, I don't know. And if I meet another girl like that, I don't know. Like,
right.
I think people just have, everybody wants to put something
in
this
little box.
And
it's true.
You don't know who you're going to be attracted to.
No, exactly.
To, you know? Like,
right. So a lot of the work that you're doing now, you're going around and speaking, and it's
all
mostly
over.
Everywhere,
yeah.
right? You're traveling
everywhere.
All over the world.
Everywhere,
and what are you
world.
Mostly speaking about? Because if it's like accepted body positivity.
Well, I speak about learning how to love yourself, and that comes through sex. And
sex positivity and body
understanding your body. Yes, totally.
Being positive about your body and being positive. Body positivity, it's a whole new movement.
I talk about what does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to be a man?
Right.
It is a question I cannot answer, nor any. If any man ever answers that, it's the wrong. It's the wrong answer.
It's true.
It's the
because
wrong answer.
It's for every person to make up for every man.
And I talk about really about how I learned to love my vagina.
How
as a
did
man.
You? Because well, I know women
sex.
who
yeah,
right.
Sex.
So many women don't love their vaginas who didn't go through what you've been
incredible.
Through.
Incredible. So I was on the Tyra Banks show long ago.
Right.
And she tricked me, and I got on the stage, and she says to me, "Oh, so you have a vagina?" Acting like I don't. I'm like, "Yes." She goes, "And you love your vagina?" I said, "Yes, I love my vagina." And she made the most disgusting, weird face, and the whole audience was like, "Oh." And I looked, and I said,
and
this is my opening.
So what'd you do?
I went to her like this. Oh, wait. You don't love your vagina? And her face dropped because I busted her.
Right.
I busted her, and she was like, nah, I don't love my vagina. And I was like, brilliant.
That's so awesome.
It was awesome because she's so smart. She realized how important what she just said. And then I became her most important guest, she said to
really?
Me. Yes, I became her.
She didn't freak out.
So many
she
didn't think she of her freaked audience. Out,
but she realized what she was. Smart. She's a feminist. She's a feminist. And she realized, oh my God, I don't like my vagina. A man loves his vagina, and I don't like my vagina.
Right.
How powerful is
exactly.
that?
Exactly. So how do you teach women that? Right. How do you do that? What do so you say? I know what, I talk about on the show, but I want to hear.
For me, it's always about my process was sex. And that's why I really, really tell.
But tell
trans-
me more than that. So really, a lot of women have sex and they don't love their vagina.
I hated my vagina. I hated it. Didn't want to have
before
it.
Before you transitioned before, or just
did you think of getting the surgery?
Always. I
you
always did. Wanted to have a penis. Okay. Yeah. So even when I was a woman, sure. you, when I had sex.
And what made you not?
So the surgery didn't exist.
Right.
It was not. It was there, but it was not in any way. I want a penis like a cisgender man.
Right.
I want a penis that I can pee. Can
you
fuck.
Get? You can't get a penis.
No, they
right?
haven't. Yeah. I mean, you can get them, but they're
like
not.
You can get rid of a penis.
But you can actually put a penis on, but it's not what you think it is.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't want to disrespect any trans men out there who have it.
Right.
It's their decision and their choice, but this is my story, and for me, it wasn't good
exactly.
enough. I'm a perfectionist. I'm a perfectionist. It needs to be perfect. And then, so I started
okay, so
having sex.
But okay, like what kind of sex?
So I started having sex with partners secretly, not telling other people and being very, very like secret about it. And
do
then
you
I
like
started
penis
meeting
that, were
men.
You having sex with men?
So then I started meeting men and I started having this desire to have sex with men where I never had that before.
Interesting.
And I'm like, oh my God, I'm gay. This is totally weird.
You're trying to wrap your head around it.
Totally weird. Right. And I started becoming like kind of homophobic to myself.
Oh my
I was like, I can't be gay. That's not
so
right.
Funny.
So weird.
You're
and
like,
then,
after all this? Yeah.
So I started meeting men, and then men were weird. Men, this is 15 years ago.
Okay,
men started getting weird with me, and they're like, well, you don't really, because I'd be honest about it. I would disclose that I have a vagina, and they'd be like, what?
Right.
And I'm like, no, I have a vagina. We're going to like, and they're like, nope, not interested. Nope, not interested.
These
until
are gay,
fine,
they
gay
not
men.
Not be interested.
Not interested
like,
at all.
Well, they already like they're gay. They like just
they're focused
no,
on
I
the
know,
penis,
I know.
Right?
But
like
right?
most men,
yeah. right? Exactly.
And then finally, I started meeting men who were okay. I'm gonna try that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna try that. And then literally from that, guys just started getting into it, and I started having amazing sex. I'd never had sex with a man before I became a trans. Before I transitioned ever.
So were the men you were having sex with then straight men?
Gay.
They were gay men who had never had their penis inside of a vagina.
Exactly. And guess what
That's
they kept
so
doing?
Fascinating.
They kept knocking on my door.
Dude,
after
I'm
that.
Sure because you're a man.
Yes,
but they're like interesting. It's like it's like something new. It's
and
like,
also,
why not?
The
men
come
like
on,
putting their penises
just, you know,
different places.
Vagina
having,
is made to have sex.
Yes,
it's true.
So
it's
they were
like all the other
oh
men
God.
They're having sex with. There's only
yeah.
there's only
doing
one
butt
hole.
Sex.
Dude, how, your you phone
know.
Must
so
have been
blowing
up. Did you just have to like you had to go out?
And then I started escorting a little bit, and that got weird.
Yeah,
got weird and too weird for me. And I was like, you know what? This is too high maintenance for me. I'm not your babysitter.
Right.
Like, let's just have sex and move on. But it wasn't like that. And anyway, so that's how really honestly, when I say sex, I'm telling you what I did is I released in my head, and this is really what women have to hear from me right
yes,
now.
Yes, tell them.
What I released it. From my head that my vagina is bad, that my vagina is dirty, that my vagina smells, that my vagina isn't worthy, and that my vagina isn't mine.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things that I really took away, and it's called brainwashing.
Yeah,
I was brainwashed.
Learned.
Okay, as a woman, I was brainwashed, and I was even brainwashed even more as a man with a vagina. So then I was like, you know what? I have suffered for 20-something years in this body. And look at how I've made my body, sculpted my body, made sure my body. And the only thing that's going to hold me back is my vagina?
Right.
That's what I said to myself. The only thing that's going to hold me back. I'm tired of being embarrassed about myself because my sex was secret. I never told anybody about it, and only the partners that I was having sex with. So then I thought, wow, I'm actually shaming my own self. I just really honestly got tired of worrying what the rest of the world thought of me.
Right.
And that is also a thing that women have to hear from me right now.
Exactly.
You cannot worry what other – the only way you're going to get anything is by taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
That's it.
True. No
and
one else is
happy
to.
On the inside.
Sex comes from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're not having good sex, it's because you're not having good sex.
Get to know your body. Exactly. Figure out your body. Love your body. I always tell women, like, if you got to take a
yes.
to it, whatever, like, it's a beautiful thing.
You know, the most amazing thing is I have the most awesome sister. Okay. She's so amazing. And you know what? We have the most amazing sex conversations. And I've really helped my sister learn to love her body as a woman. And it is, she says, thank you so much. She just met this guy. My sister's in her 50s and she met an older man. And it's like, can you imagine how do you start having sex at it, you know, an older age?
Yeah.
I said, calm. Conversation. So they immediately sat down with that guy. They got tested. They completely started having sex. And she said, I've been telling him how to sex. And he told me it's the best sex he's ever had.
That's so amazing.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's so
good.
So
that's what women need to hear right now. Conversation, dialogue, take control of your vagina. It's yours.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. You're responsible for your own orgasm. It's not that your partner didn't give you an orgasm.
No.
You are responsible for communicating it and learning it. And we can all learn.
Yes.
We can all learn what feels good to us.
Yes.
That is a fascinating story.
Yeah.
So, so you're doing right now, you're speaking everywhere. People can find you. We've got your, it's buckangel.com.
All right.
Okay. Well, your story's fascinating.
My story's insane.
I love it. And I love it. You're a role model and a pioneer. There's no one else like you. And you are an angel. You're both angels.
Yeah, angels.
Do you guys, will you help me answer some emails
from
the people? I love my listeners. Okay. So we're going to take a quick break. Thank you everybody for supporting my sponsors. Because you know, I would never ever talk about a product or a service that you did not need that I've not tried myself. And it helps keep the show free. And I love you all. So thanks. We'll be right back. I know there's more to life than looks. It's what's on the inside that matters. I've heard it. I get it. But I'm not going to lie. A good hair day can make everything better. It really does. But here's the thing. I loathe going to a salon for hours to do my hair color. It's just a waste of time. And I tried to do it myself with a home kit, and the results, they weren't pretty. Not only was my hair completely the wrong color, but my bathroom was covered in stinky hair dye that is still there. It's stained. Like every time I look at it, I think, oh, that was the bad hair dye problem. But that was all BMR, before Madison Reed. See, Madison Reed makes luxurious at-home hair color with ingredients you can actually feel good about. Their salon-quality product is the first 6-free permanent hair color, free of ammonia, parabens, resorcinol, PBD, phthalates, and gluten. But enough about what Madison Reed isn't. Let's talk about what it is. Professional quality color available in over 40 shades. If you're anything like me, you have no idea what color your hair actually needs to match. Do you know how many shades of brown there are out there? Like a million. Seriously. But Madison Reed has this super simple online quiz that will help you find the perfect match to your skin tone and hair texture. Their kits are nutrient-rich with keratin, argan oil, and ginseng root. The thick cream color is totally drip-free and smells great. Madison Reed delivers 100% gray coverage and the support of Madison Reed expert colorists who will guide you every step of the way. You can color with total confidence. Satisfaction guaranteed. Oh, and for a limited time, save 10% and get free shipping on your first color kit. Just visit madison-reed.com today and use promo code Emily. Okay, on to emails. Okay, you guys know how much I love hearing from you, and now there's a few different ways you can get your questions answered on the show. I'm so excited to announce that we are taking calls now in the studio.
I know.
Like in the next few weeks. It's going to be so exciting. So you just go to sexwithemily.com. And also you can just email us through there if you want. You just click on the Ask Emily tab. There's a drop down and fill out the submission form. But once you're filling it out, there is a question that says, would you like to have your question answered live on the podcast? So just check that box and we'll give you a call. We'll work it out. It'll be fun. I want to talk to you. We'll solve your issues real time. You can also leave me a voicemail now, 818-ASK-SWE1, 818-275-7931. So these are all the ways I love hearing from you. Okay, guys, on to emails. Hey, Emily, I'm a trans man in the early stages of transitioning. I've tried masturbating in the past, but could never make it work because penetration, even with one finger, was a bit of a stretch. I realize now that could probably be solved by lube, and anything else I tried to do felt awkward. I could feel myself moving around on there, but it was eliciting zero pleasure. Recently, I've been wanting to retry it. Do you have any tips on how to make it feel good, toys, methods, etc.? Thanks so much for your feedback, Liam. So obviously I thought that like, fuck, you're
sweet.
Here. You can help. I know.
I love we're
like,
it.
I know, right? Like where it's.
I don't know why it makes me feel like crying.
Because you're probably an emotional. About, like,
it is
you
because
didn't know. You
I remember
no
that.
Email. What was it? Yeah, you didn't.
It
know.
Was horrible because nobody taught me about my anatomy.
No, I want to cry.
I know, and like even women don't know their own anatomy. Can you imagine a trans man? It's like, what is this?
Right, and so you're taking because it changed. You're taking hormones. So then, what did it?
So what happens when you take testosterone?
Tell me, because then
grow.
We get to understand what Liam's going through. So tell me what happens.
So what happens when you take testosterone? Your genitals, specifically your clitoris. Grows. Mine's grown to the size of my thumb. So basically you get a small penis.
Right.
And it actually does get erect. So basically what I like to tell trans men is experiment by touching. Now, there's a lot of guys who are not comfortable to touch it because first off, they don't really want to think of it as a vagina.
Right.
It feels like a vagina to
them. It reminds them of femininity. Right.
So one of the reasons why I chose to have this thing
That's what this is brilliant. Wait,
so what I did is I realized toys were a big part of me learning how to love my body. And
okay.
Learning, so toys are, I love toys. Toys are everything.
Was it like, what toy?
So I used to, so there was no toy for me. They didn't invent, there was no trans male sex toys at all.
Okay.
Because what we used was vibrators. All, everything on the market that you see now is made for cisgender people.
It's true.
Every single one.
Gay men.
Here's the question.
Gay men are cisgendered,
right? When your clitoris grew to a thumb.
Yeah.
But was it? Did it not feel good then when you touched it, or you just didn't?
Oh, no, I felt good, and I would jack it off like, you know, like a little teeny mini penis. And also, blowjobs are my favorite thing in the whole world. So, you know, I totally get blowjobs. And actually, I love getting penetrated. Penetration is a big deal for me, but not a lot of trans men feel like being penetrated because it feels very female to them.
Right.
So I don't feel
it doesn't. Get out of your head. It's pleasure.
Yes. So that's the thing, it's getting out of your head. So I encourage masturbation on such a level, but a lot of guys don't want to touch their genitals. So what I used to do is I used to get different kinds of toys, like ones that had like, let's say there's this one called the bro sleeve, and there's other one that's made for
like a fleshlight
for cisgender men's penises, and it's a jack off sleeve,
right?
So we've they're called strokers.
Right.
So yeah, I would take strokers.
Tanga makes little
right,
eggs.
Exactly. Okay. Tanga egg. That, right. We would all use those products, but they weren't made for our bodies.
So you felt inadequate.
Inadequate because we don't even have our own toy.
It's not big enough.
But did did your orgasm feel the same?
That's a great question, actually.
I'm so curious.
Prior to my transition, I used to have 5-6 orgasms. After transition, I know this sounds
from your
really,
clitoris or
from my clit, and also
intern.
Yes,
had that too.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
But not as intense as it is now.
Okay.
So after transition and taking hormones, now I'm horny all the time. I'm like totally like a 16-year-old boy. Really,
right.
I am. I can have sex at any drop.
I love this.
It's crazy. So that said, you know, all of a sudden I would just have one intense orgasm. I thought, this is exactly what happens with cis men. They have to recuperate.
Right.
And I can come back, but it's like so more intense than I can ever even tell you.
So your refractory period is a lot longer. You're not having multiples.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And then from that, I realized, oh my God, like this is the most amazing thing. Can I penetrate myself? And do you? And I started practicing with all different kinds of vibration. I love vibration and penetration at the same time. Like, but again, nothing made for me.
Right.
Nothing made for the guys who would write me because I'm the sex voice of the trans man world.
Right.
Like, dude, how do I jack off? What do I do?
So I'm get asked this question a lot. That's why I'm like, I'm so glad you're here. Okay.
So then I was like, why is there no toy made for us? Why is there no trans male sex toy in the world on the market?
This is so smart.
So I would go to open it. Yeah. I would go to all the toy companies. Name any toy company. I went there.
Okay.
And every single one of them said no. Doesn't exist.
That is so
they said to me. They said to me that market doesn't exist,
that's
which is exactly
so
the same
insane.
Thing they said to me when I made movies.
I know.
You know, when
that's
I made
crazy.
Movies, not
you're
anybody
like,
would
can't
touch
listen
me.
To anyone, right? You knew because you.
I
knew.
I know.
So okay, your toy. Wait, this
is
a first of all.
For something that hasn't.
I know. It's. So
I
ridiculous.
Love that your toy is called the Buck Off.
Right on.
Okay, the Buck Off, and it is. So tell me about this. It looks
so
like a butt plug.
Yes, it looks like a butt plug. So basically,
your penis fits
in silicone.
Your clitoris.
I kept thinking it was something up here.
Yeah, that's because it looks like that.
It's a little larger. Like
so, basically, it's a
mini fleshlight.
It's a mini fleshlight.
It's a mini fleshlight.
So what I did is I made it so that it wasn't easy to make because really I had to really work on this. So basically what it does is see how it has suction? It has a little suction, not too much, but so you stick it against your vagina and it sucks you inside of it. We put these amazing ridges in it so it feels like a tongue and it feels like you're getting you can put lube in it, which gives it a more of a suction. And then so the reason I actually designed it with Steve Callow, the owner of the company.
So they could feel like
A penis.
Now
when you're jacking
now
off.
Now it makes sense.
Oh my God.
And it's made from silicone, which is an amazing
product. Oh my God, this
product.
Feels so good.
Yeah.
So I wanted it to feel soft. I didn't want, and if you look, you can feel, if you put your finger in it, you can actually feel your genitals in there. So it gives guys an opportunity to feel their own genitals without actually physically touching their own genitals.
Huh. You are a genius.
This
and
is
so it gives
smart.
You this
so
idea.
Amazing.
Thank you so much. I feel we sold out. Like
really?
And that's not I'm not saying that as a business guy. I'm saying that as a
like
guy
amazing.
Who's an educator.
There's a need.
There was clearly a need for it.
I love this. I want one.
Okay, that's yours. That's yours. I would love for you to try it. And also, so cis women are coming to me. Can I use it?
Of course you can.
Yeah, I was just going to say, can I use it? What would I do? Because I have very strong clitoral orgasms.
Just play with it.
I have very strong clitoral orgasms, stronger than my internal.
Try it. Try it.
What do you do?
So you just stick it against your genitals.
But it's a suction, right?
And, you can do anything you want with it. There's no one way to use it.
I like it. Oh my God, congratulations. Where can people get it, the Buck Off?
So my website, buckangel.com or perfectfitbrand.com.
Oh my God, that's congrats. Yeah. Okay, so it's Liam's so question. Let's go back to Liam, because I didn't even know about this whole craziness. Yes.
This will help Liam in a hunt. I mean, but one thing I want to tell you about this product real quick.
Okay.
My community has no money. It's a very poor community because, let's just talk about jobs, blah, blah, blah. One of the main things for me that's very important is accessibility. And as we know, sex toys are very expensive.
They can be very expensive.
So really, I had to work with this company and they were very gracious and they understood to me. It wasn't about me making money. It was about me making a product that gave us validation. Now this is in every store across the world. The whole world took it.
That's amazing.
So I want to let you know that we made this for $29.95 retail, which for a sex toy, as you know, that's why the community was able to get it.
Yeah.
That's why the community now will be much more sexually active.
Right.
And sex creates happiness.
It does.
It does. It says that love your body, love yourself. That's so good. And I know what your other your quote that you're most known for?
My most known for.
It doesn't matter what's between your legs.
It's not what's between your legs that defines you.
Yeah.
It's true.
So true. That's what you've been all about. I love it.
So Liam.
So let's go back to Liam because he's newly transitioning.
Yes.
And Liam says that he's tried, but penetration even with one finger was a stretch.
Right.
And anything feels awkward and he had zero pleasure.
Yes.
So could a lot of that be in his head?
Totally in his head.
So let's 100%. Talk about how to ease.
But also he could be dry, which happens with a lot of trans men. And so even putting a little teeny bit of lube on your finger and just rubbing. So this is what I want to tell Liam. Liam, my friend, just take a little bit of lube. Take a little bit of time. I love to watch porn. I love, love, love to watch porn and jack off too. I think it's maybe you need a little mental stimulation along with the physical.
Get out of your head.
Get out of your head. Mm-hmm. Find the things that turn you on, whatever that is. You know, I love leather and cigars. I love to watch guys smoking cigars. That turns me on. Mm-hmm. And put a little lube, rub yourself down there and just rub it. Yeah. You don't have to have an orgasm.
Right.
Start from that. Start slow.
Right.
You know,
Without an end goal. Just getting to know your body.
Right on, my friend.
Yeah.
Just start touching yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's it.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, Liam. Great. I think that's great advice. I mean, I couldn't even say it.
I'm so glad you're here.
Just touch yourself.
Okay. Touch yourself, Liam. Keep us posted and just keep going. It's like,
you
know, with everything. We all started out there. Like, you start out with your body. You take some time. Can't have the end goal. Figure it out. Okay. Hi, Emily. Here's my predicament. I'm currently dating an amazing man who treats me like a queen. Our relationship is built on trust and communication and respect and all those things that are keys to happiness. It's just that when it comes to having sex, I'm disappointed most of the time.
That's terrible.
I changed my contraception. Method as I thought that was the reason for losing my libido. I don't understand why sex has become such a platonic subject in my life when I was a bunny rabbit with ex-boyfriend. I've tried different positions, role-playing, bondage, etc. My issue is whether I should stay in this relationship when the sex isn't satisfactory. We've got people shaking their heads across the table, but all the other elements to an amazing relationship is there. I've spoken about this to him, but can't point blank say I'm not attracted to him and feel absolutely no connection when getting it on. I can't say that. At this point, I would rather be alone and never be aroused again than make it someone else's problem and break their heart. Now, Nadine, 21, South Africa. See, that's why I always have birth
control mess with your libido.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my God, that's the other talk about crusading and being on a mission. Like, I'm angry that people not you apparently. You've been on birth control for 20 years.
No, but I go through phases sometimes.
Right. All women, the doctors do not tell you. Maybe they do more so now that it could make you depressed.
I do find that different birth controls can affect it.
So many things can affect it.
What is the right birth control?
You got to find. Here's the thing: is that. It's different for every woman. So you might need you experiment. There's so many different kinds. So if whatever you're taking doesn't work for you, you can go for a lower, a higher estrogen, lower estrogen, progesterone. You play with it. So you just go to your doctor. But girls, young women too, in college when I got depressed and got bloated and all that stuff happened my freshman year when I went on the pill, I didn't know that was why. The doctor was just like, this is what you take. So anyway, but back to Nadine, you're 21 years old. See, it's important. So you're 21. It's different than if you...
Totally.
And it's a new relationship. In the past, you've had great sex. And at 21, I just think this is when the sex is and the relationships are supposed to be great. And you've been with this guy for I don't know how long. You said dating the guy.
Yeah.
If it's not great at the beginning and you're already struggling to get turned on with the sex, I just say, you know, maybe he's just going to be a friend.
It sounds like it's time not to meant to it. Be.
Right.
Yeah, he's a friend.
A lover. He's a friend.
He's a friend.
Yeah, you already said, like, you know, at this point, I'd rather be alone and never aroused. And it's
like, I feel like she's only 21.
Yeah.
It's like, I know. It's like all the things she's saying, I would understand if, like, they had kids, if they owned a house together.
Right. No attachments.
Something like that. Right. Then maybe it's worth exploring a few more things before you call it.
But even, why not even try to explore right now as 21 with her lover? And try, why not bringing in somebody else or experimenting with having other lovers or experimenting with going to parties? Or because maybe he's feeling the same way.
You have to... But they need to have good sex with each other, I think.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But also, it's a hard... I mean, for me, 21, move on.
Okay, but Nadine, here's the thing. Nadine, also I want to say is if you really do like this guy, this would be a great time for you to practice, even if you don't think it's going to work. But I'm assuming, you have had orgasms, you have had great sex, and you're like, I don't know what to say to him. Why don't you just, like... might not
maybe
be perfect, but just be like, you know, babe.
More often.
Just say, let's play mutual masturbation. Say, I think it'd be really hot to watch you jack off, and I'm going to masturbate.
That could work.
He could see how you touch yourself, and you could take control of it and be like, babe, you turn me on, or I love kissing you. Communicate. Yeah. Yeah. This is what I like. Let me show you how I want to move. Because let me read you her last sentence. Uh-huh. She said again, at this point, I would rather be alone and never aroused again than make it someone else's problem. Listen, Nadine, you're responsible for your own pleasure, your own sex life. It's not any of their problems. It's yours. So if you want to have great sex, it's always going to come down to communicating about what you
always
want. So you could try it again with him. I'm not sure if you've really tried. You said you've tried role play and bondage, but it really might be about showing him what you need.
Yes.
Like truly, like telling him how you want to be touched. And if you don't know, that's why I always say mutual masturbation is a good place to start.
She also might need to dig a little bit, and I think it's really common for young women, and I had to train myself to get out of that, where I used to, when I was younger, I could not ever be attracted to someone who was nice. You know, I had that problem where I was like, I want the asshole.
Oh, wow.
I want the guy that doesn't like me back.
Yeah.
I want the person that is unavailable and this and that. A lot of women, I think,
have
that problem. I mean, a lot of men have that problem too. They meet a really nice girl and they're like, no, I want the girl that ignored me all night.
Right.
I want the girl that doesn't call me back. Or it's a common problem, and she might have some of that. It's like the second someone treats her nicely, she's like, this isn't sexy, you know? And like, I actually did go to therapy for a while because I dated asshole after asshole after asshole. And I was like, I'm emotionally trained.
No, really.
Like, I can't do this anymore.
Good for you.
Good for
you. I'm sick of it. You know, I want to.
You took control.
Be happy. I did. And I acknowledge that it was a problem. And that might be a little more than she feels like delving into right now. But I did have to change, where it's like, okay, if a guy is like really likes me and treats me well, I should find that sexy.
It
I
should
be like, oh, you must be desperate. You know, which was the weird.
That's horrible.
A lot of women have that.
But okay, so I love what you. I love that you.
I know that's a greater issue, but a lot of it does come from self-esteem.
I want to hear more about this. Is that so many women and men, we tend to fall into patterns, the same dating patterns,
and you have to acknowledge it's a bad pattern. If it happens once. Okay, whatever. Yes. But when you notice you spent 10 years
dating the same kind of guy,
shitty people,
so how did you learn
the problem's
that?
Probably you.
What's the common denominator here? Right. So you just learned you kind of change your association. So you meet a guy, you're like, okay, he's being nice to me. I'm not going to run. I actually, and you kind of could turn that
I
into
had
sexy.
To be like I want to get to know this person. You have to learn too. I remember
push
learning
the...
in therapy that like, oh, I want him, but I can't have him. Where is he? Like, oh, why that feeling is not love.
Right.
That feeling is not healthy. Like, love is supposed
like
to be
desperation.
Exactly. And I used to think if I didn't get that almost like addiction. You know, and sometimes it is misleading, because sometimes that weird addiction can lead to good sex, you know, because then when you finally get them, you're like, yes.
What
but
if Drew say you want butterflies, not fireworks or something? Yeah, you want butterflies, not like
fire. She's
earthquake.
Like, you know, love is supposed to make you happy, you know, and it's supposed to, when you say the word comfortable doesn't mean boring and repetitive.
Right.
Comfortable can mean wonderful, you know, like, I don't know. I had to
I love that. That's a great message too. I think so that for a lot of listening, that you can change
like
that.
A greater problem. I mean, she also just might not be into this person, and she's
that's what I think.
But,
I don't think she's into him,
you know,
at all.
But like,
but she seems like she doesn't want to hurt his feelings.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is she's overly. Yeah, she's like.
But that's also seems a lot of women tend to be that way.
Maybe she can retrain her brain a little bit to get aroused when someone's.
Yes.
You really know, not, yeah. Serving you.
It could be that. Yeah, it could be that as well. I think that gave her some good information. It's very helpful. No, it is. There's because it's hard to know. It's complicated, especially when you're just learning to love and to date and be in relationships. Okay, another email ready.
Yeah.
Hey, Emily, before my marriage, I was blessed with overflowing mojo. Super confident, sexually confident, you name it. Sex was very important in my life, and I paid for college from bouncing and bartending at strip clubs, and have been known to spin a pole myself for lady customers. Then I got married, and I was 100% faithful and committed. We were married for 8 years. Long story short, my ex-wife cheated on me, and we recently divorced. And now I have zero self-confidence, much less sexual confidence. I feel so betrayed. It's a man. I can't even look at... I know the pole thing is confusing. Yeah, but he worked as a bouncer. I can't even look at anyone of the opposite sex with any kind of trust or any confidence to have any kind of mojo to pick myself up and get back in the game. I need help bad. Aww. Any words of advice or encouragement are appreciated. New listener, Ray, age 41.
Oh, so my sad. Friend.
Yeah. I know. And I understand that. Yeah, I have been cheated on. And it's really terrible.
You see everything through that lens for a while.
Actually, that's my biggest problem is cheating. Like, that's the thing that I will not stand for of anything. Cheating
I'm
is
not
disgusting
okay with
and
mine,
horrible.
Right. At all.
Nope,
it
me neither.
Really ruins a person.
Yes.
And it is hard to... So he's not alone.
And it's cowardly. And it's like it's easy.
It
it's
is
harder.
Cowardly.
Yeah. And you can work. You can end your relationship and then go.
I'm someone in the adult industry, and I've had partners now in the adult industry.
Yes. It's,
there's a... Okay. But when someone
it's a
crosses
trust
that
thing.
Line...
So it's trust.
Yeah. Ray, we're gotta, with you. Your trust was shattered.
Really? He needs to go to therapy, number one. That's what
ASAP,
I think.
You will not deal with this on your own.
Number two, I think that you really need to get yourself out there back into some kind of sexual environment. Doesn't have to be dating.
Yeah.
Let's
need
not,
to
you need to have
sex.
You need to give...
Even if you need to have a sex worker... A professional sex. Oh, no, I'm very much into that. It's
okay,
great.
Okay, no, but I would, yeah.
Yeah, so if you need even to pay a little bit of money, which is a nice thing to do because you get what you pay for.
That's true.
And then you can have a really nice woman come over and play with you and make you feel special. That's
true.
What you need to feel special, my friend.
You okay. do.
Yeah.
I remember I was in a shitty relationship for a while and, you know, and he cheated and he did all, he was like mentally, verbally abusive for a long time.
Ugh.
And then as soon as that was over and I wanted to be alone for a while, but as soon as I was like ready, I was like, I just want to have sex
right
with someone.
On.
The last like few years of my relationship, we didn't have sex. I was just so beaten down and angry and upset and not horny. And the first person I had sex with, I felt so good.
Yeah.
I was like, I gave someone an orgasm. Someone gave me an orgasm.
Right.
Like, I'm happy.
That's
like,
awesome.
We didn't have sex and then fight about it for 3 hours. We didn't like, you know, it was just fun. And it really, really did begin to like restore my confidence and just, and also it's also like important. I don't know if he's still associating, like, don't talk to anyone you met through her, like just you need a new circle.
Right. It sounds like it's fairly new. So I would also say, Ray, get into therapy ASAP.
Yes.
I don't
therapy,
ever want to hear from anybody like I don't have insurance, blah, blah, blah.
Nope.
Your mental health is the most important thing that you could deal with right now. You take care of your physical health is important,
even
but your mental health,
group therapy,
you could go to
a
free thing. You could get a sliding scale. Believe me, I don't believe anyone who can't
then
give up other things. Don't pay for cable this month. Like, okay. So do that, Ray. Get into some therapy. Not because like you're sick and wrong. We're telling you that trust is something very hard, and the self-confidence thing. That's one thing. The other thing is take the pressure off yourself. This just happened. So it's going to make sense that you're not having self-confidence and you're feeling like, you know, you don't have your mojo, but I promise you it will come back.
Yes.
Life is, it's a cycle of life. And not only will it come back, I can promise you when you get to the other side of it, it's going to be even stronger than ever.
Yeah.
I'm
it will
certain.
Be. Yeah.
But right
that's
now,
that's what happens.
Yeah. You could start like, you know, even if you want to like eventually start, you know, for now, start dating, making new, building your community. I would say it's about like maybe even take women off the table and maybe just friends, community, get people around you. And like, you don't have to be dating now.
Yeah.
And then when you're, you'll know when you're ready.
If they were married and stuff, like don't talk to her family.
Yeah.
Don't talk to her. That is one of the hardest parts. And I lost a lot of friends after my relationship, you know, ended. And I was like, even though there were people I really liked, that I was like, happens. I just had to change my social circle, smart. Change my, you know.
Right.
I just removed myself from anyone that, you know, you got to really start life over.
You
it's
have to
hard.
Take care of your own
it's
self.
It's like recovering from a drug problem.
It really is. Or a death.
It really is.
Have you ever
it
gone
is.
Through a death? So,
it's,
so Ray, just
it's
be
difficult.
Be kind
you
to yourself.
Can do
you want
it.
Some, yeah, yeah. Ray, you can
you
totally do this.
You deserve to have fun and just know that other person fucked up, not you.
Yeah.
You, that other person.
Exactly.
That other person is damaged in a way that probably will never get repaired, and you can repair yourself. Yes.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
Right.
You will repair. You're already, yeah. I mean, the fact that you're even be able to email and you yes. articulately explain mm-hmm. this is like the first step. Uh-huh. So I think that's great and that you emailed. I appreciate it, and I'd love to hear how you're doing. So stay in touch. Get some therapy. Surround yourself with like just the good people in your life that love you. And that mojo is going to come back one day and be like, oh, here it is. Yeah. So just
masturbate.
Let it go. It's okay not
masturbate.
To have it for a while. I just took months
masturbate.
Off. I just broke up masturbate.
Just masturbate.
It's the best.
Exactly. It feel good.
It totally
it
does.
Really does.
It totally does. It's like
yeah.
the gym, like
you
when you forget to go
like
for a while.
You spent a long time like waiting to get this feeling from this other person who wasn't giving it to them. So just give it to yourself.
Yeah, give it to yourself.
Yes,
yourself.
Fucking
totally.
Jerk off all over the place. You live
it.
Alone.
We're
jerk off in the living room.
We're
jerk
all
off
fans
in the
I
shower.
Do that all day.
Jerk off in the sink, you know? You're home alone.
Exactly. Let's look at that.
Jerk off all over her face. Just kidding.
Where is Ray going to go now? Know. Who knows? Well, you guys, thank you so much. This is a great show. That's all we got time for.
I love you,
Buck. All right, I love you too.
This was fun.
Yeah, this was a lot
this
of fun.
This was a friggin' party at the Sex
it
Family
was.
HQ.
It totally was.
It's
we
like
should
a
do
sleepover.
This again.
Yeah, we should do
we will.
This again.
Seriously, you guys, come by anytime. Right on. Thank you. So, Buck, everyone can find you buckangel.com.
Yep. Yep.
Is there anywhere that you're traveling in November? People can find
you
in November, December.
What are you doing for Halloween?
I'm speaking at Cal State Northridge on the 16th okay. for Transgender Awareness Week. And then the next morning I fly to New York City for the New York and world premiere of The Trans List for
okay.
HBO.
Ooh.
So
oh.
I'm in that. Which
are
is
you
really,
in that?
Yeah, which is amazing.
Wow.
I am,
is it a
oh
drama?
It's a, you know, did you guys ever see The List? You know The List, The Outlist, the Latino List? It's
yes.
on HBO. It's amazing.
Okay.
You should
yes.
watch them. They're like series
of them.
And so they're like a documentary of different people that they interview. And so literally the director fought to get me in this because, you know, my voice is sex.
Yeah.
And so it's all like Caitlyn Jenner's in it, Laverne right. Cox, Janet Mock, and so and other trans people. But
have you met
my
Caitlyn
voice
Jenner?
Is sex. Yeah.
What's that? How's she, that go down?
You know,
are you,
you
friends
know,
with maybe this is are you friends with Laura Jean?
Laura
do you guys, the
I don't know who that
singer
is.
Of Against Me?
Oh, yeah, I love
yeah,
her. Laura
okay.
Jane.
Yeah.
Me and her are like best friends.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
No, she's super awesome. Laura Jane is awesome.
Okay.
Yeah,
but anyway,
Caitlyn, I feel like we got to bring
tell
that
about
up for Caitlyn. A second.
I want to tell you about
people
Caitlyn.
People are going to know. I didn't ask that.
So Caitlyn is a good person, you guys. And so I am so tired of my community saying mean things about her.
Do
Look.
They? I thought they were all.
Oh, no, they hate her.
No.
Because they do the same thing that they do with me.
So
it's because she has a voice. And she speaks.
Just
because
she's
she
rich.
Doesn't speak for the transgender.
Sometimes
exactly.
people hate on people
it's
just
jealousy.
Because they have money. It's like,
jealous.
Dude,
she has a
she
voice.
Won the Olympics.
Yes.
She can be rich.
She's amazing. And
that's
you know
fine.
What? She didn't have to be a voice for the community. She
right.
could have had
that's
her
true.
Change and gone away.
It's
right.
true.
But no, she took the time and energy to speak for us in a way that is representation of herself as a trans.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't speak for me. She's just saying awareness of the trans community can mean anything.
I think what she did a very
it's amazing.
Big thing. She made it. She, I mean, because she's so famous.
Yes.
Right.
She's just making this less of a taboo.
She totally
right? means
is.
Like 10 years from now,
she
this
totally
is going to be
is.
Really
I'm very grateful
normal,
for her.
Right.
You know?
Good.
And I'm
so
very
glad to hear
grateful
that. Yeah.
for her and her voice. And she's making change. And she hits a demographic that I can't
no,
speak
right?
to.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
many other people can't speak
and
to.
And now there's a lot of young kids who are coming
like
out.
Shame on my community.
Olympics.
Shame
yeah.
on my community for saying anything bad about her. Shame
yeah.
on them. So that's that, you know. So anyway, we're in the. I'm in the trans list with that. And that's going to really be a big deal for me because I get to talk about sex in an environment that we don't talk about sex. And so my sex, you know, the trans world doesn't talk about sex at all.
No,
no, it's horrifying.
They
yes.
don't ever talk about sex.
Nope. They don't talk about it. They don't want to talk about it.
Talk about
they want to homogenize or, themselves. Yeah.
Yeah,
they want to just say,
we're
people.
Gender and identity.
Yeah, I'm a robot.
Yeah.
I don't have sex. Like, you better have sex
yeah,
because
you
that's part of being
sex.
A human being.
Wow,
they
yeah. really don't. Okay, I'm glad
And then from
out there,
I'd fly to Paris to do a show in Paris. And then from Paris, I fly to Montpellier.
What kind of show?
Dancing show.
People
so I still do live
oh, you
sex
dance?
Shows. Yeah. You never see my live sex shows? Are they the best?
Are they here in L.A. ever?
In L.A. Do you think they're going to let me do a live sex show?
You can't even be topless
Damn, you're
in
right.
LA.
The last live sex show I did was at Folsom because they put me in a special tent that was off site.
Oh,
Folsom Street Fair in San Francisco?
Yeah. But I do live sex shows all over Europe because they understand.
What are you doing? You're doing it with another?
With a group of people that bring me in, like just mostly gay men.
Right.
So I go to gay men and I do like basically what I do is a strip tease, right? Right. I do a strip dancing show with my big cock inside my pants, but they don't know that it's actually really not a real cock
unless they know
who I am.
Right.
But it's the best. So then I strip all the way down to and I take off my underwear and I hold my cock between my legs. I'm totally good at it. So they just think it's like real, and then I just get to this one point in the song and I rip it off. It's so great. And then they're like, what? And then I fuck myself with it. And so
it's like a dildo that
have you ever done like a bachelor or bachelorette party?
No, but I should totally, we should do that together.
Oh my God.
We should do that together. That
I just want, yeah, that's
anyway, so I,
and
know,
they're
I
just, cool and they're cheering.
Oh my God,
and
they love it. They eat it up.
There's nothing else like that.
They eat it up. They love it. Because what I've done is just brought awareness to something like, you know, it's all an illusion. Everything. Yeah. Us, we're an illusion.
Yeah.
You create your own self. So I created this illusion on a stage where people are like expecting something and they get, people love that.
Oh my God. Yeah.
They live for that kind of stuff.
That is amazing.
And then I go to a film festival and show my film and speak to a bunch of people in the south of France.
Okay. So it's all your dates are on your website.
Yeah.
And Joanna Angel, burningangel.com at Joanna Angel across the board. And anything coming up for you November?
Actually, I really have like nothing in
November. You're going to come back here.
I was like very busy in all of October.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you guys. This was great. This was a blast. It was like a party.
Yeah, this was really
fun. It's like never, it's not work.
We could keep this going for another 4 hours.
I know. We'll do another show.
We'll do another show.
Okay, you guys, thank you so much. It was a great show. I appreciate it. And thank you to my amazing team. Thank you, Madison. And thank you, Jamie and Lori and Ken and Eddie. God, I got such a good team. And thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me. feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
Let's talk about the orgasm gap. You don't know what the orgasm gap is? Okay, so a little refresher. Men take anywhere between 6 to 8 minutes to orgasm during intercourse. Women, between 20 and 40 minutes. You see the issue here? There's like a gap. Even if you don't have an issue with premature ejaculation, the fact remains women take longer to achieve orgasm than men do. A lot longer. But you can take action. You can. For starters, more foreplay. Foreplay is not just a suggestion. It's actually mandatory. And to help you narrow the orgasm gap during intercourse even more, try Promescent. See, Promescent is a clinically proven, FDA-approved product that can significantly delay ejaculation. So, why is that a good thing? Because if you're able to last longer, you'll have less anxiety about performing. You can focus on being in the moment with your partner, enjoying sex instead of stressing about it. And your partner gets a benefit of a longer, more intense experience. Doesn't that sound much better? Does that sound more fun? No more gaps? A lot more sex, a lot more orgasms. God, this sounds good. Promescent is a topical spray that gets applied to the penis to improve a man's stamina. Unlike common delay sprays that make you numb, Promescent is quickly absorbed, allowing you to enjoy the sensations of sex. When used properly, it won't transfer to your partner, which, trust me, nobody likes. What other product can help you last longer, have better sex, reduce performance anxiety, and improve your relationship? Exactly, none. And it's easier to buy Promescent than ever before because now it's available at your local Rite Aid and Target too. That's right, you can run out, get some today. Of course, you can also click on the Promescent banner on my site or visit Promescent.com today.